3 at the crossroads of Americana. John Raybould, your guide through this wonderful place that features traditional country, alternative country, and country-influenced rock. This hour, no different than anything else. Got John Anderson, the Violent Femmes. Got the Honky Tonk drinking set on the way. Also, we will still continue our salute to Stevie Ray Vaughan. He would have been 68 years old this week. I'm going to try to dig out some stuff you may not have heard from him. And Double Trouble, it's all coming up. Let's get it going. The album is called That's How Rumors Get Started. It's Margo Price.
don't know me any more than I know you. And I wouldn't blame you if you walked away. I've been watching you all evening with the teardrops in your eyes, and it touches me much more than I can say. No, I hate to think that someone could have hurt someone like you, and if I was him, I'd be right by your side. Lay your troubles on my shoulder, put your worries in my pocket, rest your love on me a while. Lay your troubles on my shoulder, put your worries in my pocket, rest your love on me a while. Saw you in the corner, and the moment I walked in, saw your lonely face across the room. No, I won't forget it, and the way it might have been. Why did you have to leave so soon? No, I hate to think that someone could have loved you more than me. And at times like this, I'd be right by your side. Lay your troubles on my shoulder, put your worries in my pocket, rest your love on me a while. Lay your troubles on my shoulder, put your worries in my pocket, rest your love.
Those are the Bee Gees. Their only time on the country charts went to number 39. Rest Your Love on Me. It would not be the last time their music would be on the charts, maybe not as an act, but Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton recorded their song Islands in the Stream that went number one. Interesting enough, though, Conway Twitty did do a version of Rest Your Love on Me. It also hit number one on the country charts. Great, great song there. And Margot Price doing a Linda Ronstadt hit, You're No Good. John Raybould with you here at the Crossroads of Americana. We celebrate alternative country, classic country, and country-influenced rock. And we are celebrating the life of Stevie Ray Vaughan this week. This would have been his 68th birthday this week, would have been, yes. So I'm going to play some songs by him I don't think you have heard before, unless you are a huge fan of SRV. In 1985, he had an album come out with his band Double Trouble. That album was called Soul to Soul. Well, there's a song that did not make the record. It's an outtake. I'll play it for you right now. It's called Shake and Bake, and you're hearing it at the crossroads of Americana.
Thank you. with much trouble. I don't know what to do. I'll do anything just to make love to you. I want to hug you, kiss you, squeeze you till my arms fall off. I want to hug you, kiss you, squeeze you till my arms fall off. You don't know about that, baby.
Where the Blue Country highways intersect, you are at the crossroads of Americana.
I want to say what everyone else has said, which is no more, no less, just that it's an honor to be asked to be here. It's a privilege and an honor to play in memory of Steve, who I didn't get to meet often enough or see play enough, but every time I did, it gave me chills and it made me realize I was in the presence of greatness, and I miss him. So thank you for this. love ain't gonna give up on me. I ain't gonna give up on love. Love, love, love ain't gonna give up on me. Every time I try, Lord, love just won't let me be.
The record is called A Tribute to Stevie Ray Vaughan. Eric Clapton, one of the last guys to play with Stevie Ray. That is called I Ain't Gonna Give Up on Love. Also heard Stevie Ray live from Canada, Toronto, Canada, to be exact. That song was called Hug Ya, Squeeze Ya, and we kicked it off with a song that was an outtake from Soul to Soul, and that was called Shake and Bake. We're doing Stevie Ray Vaughan this week on Crossroads of Americana. This would have been his 68th birthday this week. We'll have another set before we end the show. And we come to you every week at the MyPetCarnivore.com studio. Hey, in just a little bit, we'll have that honky-tonk drinking set. But first, a couple more songs. John Anderson in 1985 released an album. It's called Tokyo, Oklahoma. On it, he covers the Rolling Stones. And I think he owns this song. It's all over now here at the Crossroads of Americana.
I put in something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
Violent Femmes, 1993, American music here at the Crossroads of Americana. Oh, yeah, it's time to do that drinking set, honky-tonk drinking set. Getting ready to kick off right now. Get those glasses ready. Pop a top on another one or twist a top, however you want to do that right now. Raise your glasses. Salute Waylon at the Crossroads of Americana.
I looked for trouble and I found it, son. Straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man. Friend, ain't living long like this. Ain't living long like this. Can I, baby? He slipped the handcuffs on behind my. Got them all in the jailhouse, baby.
I want a lover, but I don't know how. I'm at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't it been long?
The last time I've seen her, my God, I could swear it was 10. And the ocean of liquor I've drank to forget her is gonna kill me, but I'll drink till then. I've been living in hell with a bar for a sale, still paying for my cheating crime. Oh, and I've got a long way to go, still doing time. Still doing time in a honky-tonk prison. Still doing time where a man ain't forgiven. My poor heart is breaking, but there's no escaping. Each morning I wake up and I find still doing time. Oh, when you're caught cheating twice, it's 20 to life. In a place where the sun never shines. And tomorrow you're gonna find me right here, still doing time. Still doing time in a honky-tonk prison. Still doing time where a man ain't forgiven. Poor heart is breaking, oh, but there's no escaping. Each morning I wake up and I find still doing time. Still doing time.
George Jones, still doing time at the Crossroads of Americana. And you heard Waylon Jennings, "I Ain't Living Long Like This." Yeah, I realize it's kind of a short drinking set. I kind of halfway feel guilty doing that this week. We are celebrating the life of Stevie Ray Vaughan. He would have been 68 years old this week. Lost him in a helicopter crash. But if you listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan's life or you know anything about that, he would testify he probably should have been dead a long time ago due to the substance abuse that all those demons he carried around for such a long time. Pretty much collapsed somewhere in Europe and had to find somebody to bring him home. He went into rehab and pretty much, thanks to the 12-step program, got his life turned around. His last studio album was called In Step, and there's a couple songs on that record that, they reflect on his journey from drugs and alcohol to getting his life clean. We'll do a couple songs from that album, and one's going to be live. But first, this one here. I actually have a quote from this song on my refrigerator at home. And a friend of mine, Tiffany Harmon, she lives in Memphis, Tennessee. She did a pencil stencil of Stevie Ray Vaughan. She was dead on capturing his expression and his style. You look at the picture and you can hear it. And that quote is, "No matter what the trouble we carry around inside, we are never safe from the truth, but in the truth we can survive. The wall of denial at the crossroads of Americana."
Safe from the truth. the cold sweat.
Can't catch a turtle
in this rat race.
Feels like I'm losing time in a pregnant way.
Feel my own shadow in the face of gray. Heart full of darkness. Out of my face, it was left all around me, but I was looking for revenge. Thank God I never found me. Could have been the end. Whip and walking the tightrope, stepping on my friend. Walking the tightrope, it was a shame and a sin. Walking the tightrope, it was lost and found. Walking the tightrope, going round and round. Looking back in front of me, and the mirror's a grin.
New eyes of love I see, I'm really looking at a friend. We've all had our problems, the way life is. My heart goes out to others, we're there to make a man. We've been walking the tightrope, sitting on a friend. We're walking the tightrope. What a shame in the sand. We're walking the tightrope. Bring it all around. We're walking the tightrope. When we're lost and found. Walking the tightrope. Stretch around the world. Walking the tightrope. Save the boys and girls. Walking the tightrope. Just make it right. Walk in the tackle, we'll do it tonight. Walk in the tackle.
Stuff that I was learning early on had to do with this, you know. Or you know, just Jimmy Reed kind of things, and something that I ended up playing with Dick Dale not long ago.
Was the old surf guitar king?
Those things were popular then. And Ray Sharp and the Razor Blades, you know.
Sure.
You know, it's the real simple things, you know. And then along came Albert King Records. It was funny because when I was about 12 years old, I had been a dishwasher for a while, and part of my job was to clean out the trash bin, and that involved standing on these big 55-gallon barrels with wooden lids on them, you know, that was where they put all the hot grease. And one day I was out there cleaning out the trash bin, and the top broke on the thing, and I fell in. And just as I finally got out, I'd been up to about my chest in grease. I got up, got out, and they came out with two fresh vats of hot boiling grease. I got out, just, you know, if I'd have taken a break earlier, I would have been
take
a fried
it
guy.
Easy.
You know? And that all happened, and the woman was fired me because of I broke the lids on the barrel. And right then and there, I decided, wait a minute, this is not what I want to do. I want to play guitar like Albert King. And that's the last job I've had other than playing guitar. So thank you, Albert, for helping me there.
That's how it happened, living life by the drop.